Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There is one body and one spirit. One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God and Father of all.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you, I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Whether he might be the Messiah. John answered all of them, saying, I baptize with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The winnowing fork is in his hand, to clear his threshing floor and to gather wheat into the granary. The chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. In all of the Gospels, God the Almighty only speaks from out of heaven two times. On two occasions can we hear the booming voice of God from on high in the Gospels. The first time is at the baptism of Jesus, which we celebrate today. Jesus is rising up out of the waters, and Luke tells us that the Holy Spirit descended upon him like a dove. And from out of the heavens, God said, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The second and final time that God speaks is on top of a mountain. Peter and James and John have climbed up the mountain with Jesus. Jesus is praying, and as he prays, his entire body begins to change and radiate light. Moses and Elijah appear on either side of him, and Peter is so overwhelmed by this vision of glory that he starts talking about building little booths to house each of them, to keep them there. And God has to interrupt Peter and speak again from on high. And God says, "This is my Son. Listen to him." So the first time God says, "You are my Son," and the second time God says, "This is my Son." God says the same thing twice. And what is God saying about Jesus? God is saying, "You are mine. You belong to me." I was baptized when I was 5, and the priest put a cross on my forehead and he pressed down hard. After the service, I asked my mom, "Mom, does that cross stick on me?" Only later did I realize the words of the priest as he said, "You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever." This morning, we're going to baptize 4 amazing children. You can hear them. They're making themselves known. We are going to mark them as belonging to Christ forever. At their baptism, God says the same thing that God said when Jesus was baptized. "You are mine. You belong to me now." And if you listen carefully, the vows that the parents will take are ancient. They date back to 100 AD. The parents will vow to pray for their child, to talk to their child about Jesus, and you guys, you take a vow to support these children in their life in Christ. And it's a serious vow. Now, parents and godparents and grandparents, you have to bring your child to church so we can fulfill our vow to your child, right? We want to see these children be raised up in this church and learn that their first priority is not to please themselves, but to please the one to whom they belong. They are going to become baptized ones, and the gates of heaven will open to them. Their life will be a response to the invitation that begins today. I was given an amazing article that really made me think this week. It was in Boston Magazine. The article is written by a brilliant woman who graduated from Harvard and lives in Cambridge with her two children and her husband. And she is an uber parent. She has her children only eat organic food, and they don't watch TV, and they pick up the neighborhood trash and they recycle, and she tutors them in Chinese after school, and they play all kinds of sports. These kids are given every opportunity in the world except one. You see, this woman describes herself as a nun, but the word is not N-U-N. The word is N-O-N-E. You see, when you ask this woman what is her religion, does she have a religious affiliation? She says, I have none. She is not Jewish or Christian or Sikh or Buddhist or Hindu or Muslim. She is not atheist or even agnostic. She does not care. Her children have absolutely no religious instruction at all. Her son went to a Seder dinner at his Jewish friend's house. At the Seder dinner, the Jews asked his son, they explained, when we do this, we go around the room and we say what we're thankful for. And the little boy had never been asked what he was thankful for, but at school he had heard someone say they were thankful for Jesus. So, and when they went around the room, the boy blurted out, I'm thankful for Jesus! And all the Jews around the table got red in the face and didn't know how to explain to this boy, who had no understanding of the difference between Jews and Christians. This Harvard graduate mother began to realize that her children might be missing something. So she went online to try to take a test to see if she was going to be a religion, what would it be? The online test said she was a secular humanist. She decided to try out some churches, but she visited as if she was purchasing a new outfit or buying some ice cream. She went to be entertained and pleased and did not respond to anything. And the saddest part for me about this article is that that woman, who is about my age, her earliest church memory was of my church, Trinity Church on the Green in New Haven, Connecticut. She has memories of being there and of really liking it, but she was never baptized and no one ever made a commitment to the faith. One of our members has an unchurched, a nun granddaughter. She brought the granddaughter, who's about two, to church over Christmas, and the little girl saw the nativity scene with the baby in the manger, and she pointed at the baby, and she said, look, there's baby Gino. Baby Gino. Luckily, the grandmother corrected that and told her the story. So now she says, baby Jesus. But do you understand what this means? It means that these children are going to grow up in a world where it's not the norm to be baptized. In being baptized, they are going to be identified more significantly than for many generations before us. In fact, in bold on the top of that article in Boston Magazine, it says, "Nuns, the fastest growing denomination in the United States of America." All of you are baptized ones. And what that means is when someone asks you, who are you? Instead of saying, I'm a mother or a father, a grandparent or an uncle, a teacher, a doctor, before you say any of those important things, the first thing that should come up and out of your mouth is this: I am a baptized one. And every time you make a decision in life, before you think about what you want and what'll make you happy or what'll please other people, you should ask yourself the question, what does God want of me? Or I love the phrase, what would Jesus have me do? Every decision that you make should be made in light of God, because you belong to God. So don't be ashamed of who you are, okay? More and more you're going to realize that not everyone is baptized anymore. I want you to be proud. Proclaim it to the hilltops, okay? Who are you? Amen. The candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. Parents, godparents, will you be responsible for seeing that the child you present is brought up in the Christian faith and life? Will you, by your prayers and witness, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ? Ashton, do you desire to be baptized? Parents and godparents, do you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God? Do you renounce the evil powers of this world which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God? Do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God? Do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior? Do you put your whole trust in His grace and love? Do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? Congregation, will you please stand? Will you who witness these vows do all in your power to support these children in their life in Christ?
We will.
Let us join with those who are committing themselves to Christ and renew our own baptismal covenant. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers?
I will
you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
Will
you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
Will
you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
Will
you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for these persons who are to receive the sacrament of new birth. Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized into the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
One of our baptized ones is making her way. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over it the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through it you led the children of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt into the land of promise. In it your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the bondage of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In it we are buried with Christ in his death. By it we share in his resurrection. Through it we are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And now, sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever.
Amen.
Name this child.
Clara Gray.
Clara Gray. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Clara Gray, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Name this child.
Won't you come? Missy, Mama?
We're going to have Mama hold you.
Yeah.
Look. Francis, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Francis, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen.
I know.
Hey, Mama. Name this child.
Kinsley Taylor.
Kinsley Taylor. Kinsley Taylor, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kinsley, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Say hello. Name this child. Ashton Joseph. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ashton Joseph, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these, your servants, the forgiveness of sin and have raised them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them inquiring and discerning hearts, the courage to will and to persevere, a spirit to know and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Let us welcome the newly baptized. We receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal priesthood. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let us welcome the newest members of St. John's Cathedral. I think we're getting some photograph opportunities here. So good to see you all today. You can be seated. Welcome, welcome. If you're new or visiting, we have cards in your pew and you can fill them out and we'll send you our e-newsletter. We're so blessed that you're here. We also have bags in the back of the church for St. Mary's Mission in Springfield. And on the bag is listed some things that they need, toiletries, food. So if you would grab a bag and fill it up when you go to the grocery store, we would appreciate that. We are getting ready for our annual meeting, which is our once-a-year meeting in which the budget of the church is passed here. That will be the first Sunday of February, following the church service at 10:30. We do have a balanced budget, and we're doing well, but we have left pledge cards in your pews because we have many people who are new or who have not filled out a pledge card. So EU should pledge in any amount. What we're looking for is your support and participation. If you have not yet pledged, please consider doing so. And to all of you who have, we're very grateful that this church is doing so well in such a difficult economy. God bless you and thank you. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Oh, The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of all power, ruler of the universe, you are worthy of glory and praise.
Glory to you forever and ever.
At your command, all things came to be. The vast expanse of interstellar space, galaxies, suns, the planets in their courses, and this fragile earth, our island home. From the primal elements, you brought forth the human race and blessed us with memory, reason, and skill. You made us the rulers of creation, but we turned against you and betrayed your trust, and we turned against one another. Again and again you called us to return. Through prophets and sages you revealed your righteous law, and in the fullness of time you sent your only Son, born of a woman, to fulfill your law, to open for us the way of freedom and peace. And therefore we praise you, joining with the heavenly chorus, with prophets, apostles, and martyrs, and with all those of every generation who have looked to you in hope, to proclaim with them your glory in their unending hymn. And so, Father, we who have been redeemed by him and made a new people by water and the Spirit, now bring before you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord. On the night he was betrayed, he took bread, said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his friends and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering now his work of redemption and offering to you this sacrifice of thanksgiving, we celebrate his death and resurrection as we await the day of his coming. Lord God of our fathers and mothers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of Sarah, Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, open our eyes to see your hand at work in the world about us. Deliver us from the presumption of coming to this table for solace only and not for strength, for pardon only and not for renewal. Let the grace of this Holy Communion make us one body, one spirit in Christ, that we may worthily serve the world in his name. Lord, be known to us in the breaking of the bread. Accept these prayers and praises, Father, through Jesus Christ, our great high priest, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit your church gives honor, glory, and worship from generation to generation. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Please join me in sending forth our Eucharistic visitors. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body because we share one bread. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love you and serve you. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, the honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Know that you are Christ's own, marked forever. Proclaim your claim, your right, and your love of God by saying, I am the baptized one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah.